This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Less than a week after a devastating crash left 7 motorcyclists dead and 3 more injured in the town of Randolph, investigators have released little information about the cause. But prosecutors have charged the driver of a pickup truck with negligent homicide, and now questions are being raised about if he should have had a driver's license at all. NHPR's Todd Bookman joins us for the latest on this fast-moving story. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So this was really just a horrific crash. It took place last Friday. A pickup truck towing a car trailer allegedly crossed the double yellow line on Route 2. It struck members of the Jarhead Motorcycle Club, which is made up mostly of U.S. Marine Corps veterans. 4 of the victims are from New Hampshire, a man from Rhode Island, and a couple from Massachusetts also died. What do we know about the driver of the pickup truck?
Well, he's 23 years old. His name is Vladimir Zukovsky. He was apparently questioned at the scene of the accident, but was then released. On Monday morning, he was arrested at his home in West Springfield, Massachusetts. He waived extradition and was transferred to New Hampshire. Prosecutors here are charging him with 7 counts of negligent homicide. Each count carries up to 7 years in prison. It's possible that more charges could be filed. Zukovsky yesterday entered not guilty pleas in Superior Court in Lancaster, and a trial has been scheduled for November.
So where is he currently?
Well, Zukovsky is currently being held in the Cowas County House of Corrections. He's being held without bail. A judge ruled that he presents a danger to the public. The superintendent of the jail says Zukovsky is being held in what's called restrictive housing. Essentially, that's solitary confinement. It isn't clear if that's being done for his protection. The jail also confirmed something first reported by the union leader yesterday, and that's that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they placed what it calls a detainer on Zukovsky. That means the jail is being asked to notify ICE if the status of his criminal charges changes. Zukovsky was born in the Ukraine. We were able to confirm today that he does have a green card and is in the country legally.
Okay, so there's also fallout at the state level that I want to turn to now. Last evening, the head of the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles resigned. It appears that agency failed to strip Zukovsky of his commercial driver's license, but Massachusetts says the state of Connecticut is also partly to blame.
Correct. At the time of the crash in Randolph, Zukovsky was driving with a commercial driver's license, a CDL. He was operating a trailer on behalf of a company called Westfield Transport. Zukovsky does have a checkered driving record. He was arrested for operating under the influence in 2013. That, however, didn't disqualify him from getting a commercial driver's license. He got that in the state of Massachusetts in August of last year. But then in May of this year, so just about 6 weeks ago, Zukovsky was arrested in Connecticut. According to the police report, it was around 9:40 in the morning. Police responded to a Walmart parking lot where they found Zukovsky revving his engine and then jumping around the outside of the vehicle. Police believe he was under the influence of drugs. He failed a field sobriety test. He made suicidal comments at the time and was transferred to a hospital for an evaluation.
So did Connecticut not share this information about his arrest with Massachusetts, where he holds the commercial driver's license?
This is where there appears to have been a breakdown in the system. According to the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles, officials from Connecticut didn't include some information about this DUI in the federal database for commercial drivers. If it had, Zukovsky's CDL license would have been immediately suspended in Massachusetts. Instead, Connecticut apparently sent a status update through a different system, one that requires Massachusetts to then perform a manual review of the case. That manual review, however, never happened. And so as a result, yesterday, the head of the Massachusetts RMV was forced to resign. But Massachusetts officials say that Connecticut deserves some of the blame for this DUI falling through the cracks as well. Officials from Connecticut haven't yet responded to a request for comment.
Lastly, Todd, do we know anything more about the circumstances of the crash?
At this point, no. Many of the documents in the criminal case remain under seal. Officials from the National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates particularly bad accidents, they are still in New Hampshire. It's possible they'll release more information in the coming days. But at this point, the families and friends of the people who died still don't have answers, and funerals for some of those victims are scheduled for later this week.
Todd Bookman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.